We are joined now by Lynn Finch from Alton on the programme. Hello, Lynn. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, yes. And we seem to have this little thing where a big royal event happens and we get you on the show because we spoke for the Platinum Jubilee last year, I believe.
We did. Yes. A long time ago.
Yeah, it does seem like a long time ago now, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, so yesterday, and I sort of thought, right, who can we get on to talk about experiences of being at the coronation in the crowds? I thought, oh, Lynn is bound to have been there, because you kind of do that thing that you're going up to London to see what's going on. So tell me about, you went up on Friday, didn't you?
We did. We left on a very late train on Friday evening from Alton. It was quite quiet on the train, so that was good. We had, obviously, a busy day, as you normally do when you're trying to get some rest during the day on Friday, but hey hum, there you go. And then we got up to Waterloo and there were lots of people, not masses, but lots, and lots of security people and lots of police and stuff, as you'd expect.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all looking after us well, yeah. So that was good.
And what were your sleeping arrangements? Did you have a tent, a sleeping bag? What was the plan?
No. We just went. We didn't take anything with us. We were just gonna stop and sit.
Okay.
So because we'd looked at the weather forecast, we could see that it was gonna be good weather, and actually warmer than, we could have wished for, really. So we had warm jackets on. We had waterproofs because we knew it might be a little bit under the weather on Saturday. And we just found a spot and we just had a bit of a doze. Not very much, I have to say, but a bit of a doze. And, yeah, it was great.
Wow. And obviously the crowds sort of building up as you got there. Because how many people were actually there, when you arrived? Was it, you mentioned there were a few people?
Well, when we arrived, they still had Admiralty Arch was closed off already, and that wasn't a surprise. We knew that that would be. And we were directed along to Pall Mall, which was fine. That was as it was last year. But we got through to the Mall earlier than before, so that was great. We were probably, you couldn't get on the, I don't know if you know the Mall, there's like an inner section and then the outer part. And you couldn't get anywhere within the inner section. But everybody had their tents and their sleeping bags or their chairs or whatever. So they were camped out. So we were just on the very edge of that. So probably, no more than 5 or 10 people deep all the way through. And then as we got there, probably about 1:45, and then we were there, trying to settle. And then probably about 3:00, you could really see people were streaming through. So the late trains were obviously arriving and people were coming through. And they opened up more facilities nearby to us, probably about 4. So that was good.
Okay.
And I was going to ask about that, Lynn, because I've never camped out in that way before. But when you need the essentials like food, water, comfort breaks, and you're camping out overnight, how does that all work?
There are many, many toilets. I mean, yes, you have to queue, but there are many toilets nearby. There are water taps throughout. There are coffee and tea facilities throughout. There are snack bars throughout. Not all of them are open at 1:00 or 2:00 in the morning, I have to say, thankfully. But some were. But all toilets were available. And by 4:00 or 5:00, everything was open. People were moving. They were asking the people with tents to put them down so that other people could get into the areas. And then by 6:00, we were hearing that they'd shut Green Park, St. James's Park, and directing people up to Hyde Park for the big screens there. There was, no way that people could come through to the Mall anymore, and that was at 6:00. That's about 3 hours earlier than it had been for the Jubilee and for the funeral. And, so we knew that it was going to be busy.
Yes, and everyone wanted to be sort of part of that and part of history. I mean, what was the atmosphere? What was the atmosphere like in the crowd? Were you talking to people? What sort of?
Absolutely, we met people from England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, France, Germany. Lots of Aussies, a few Americans, lots of Canadians, a few Kiwis. So, and there were many other nationalities, but those were the people that we were talking to. So lots of people there for lots of different reasons. And everybody had a story to tell. It was great.
Yeah, and lots of memories. I mean, there's people that are there because maybe family members were at the coronation, big fans of Royal Family all around the world, people just jumping on the plane. Luckily you're able to come to a pretty direct train from Alton to Waterloo and be part of that.
Yeah.
What was it for you then that made you want to be there and sort of camp out and have your place?
Well, my kind of history went back to Princess Diana and Prince Charles's wedding, when as a very young person I went up on the train and camped overnight. I have to say that as a person who's just retired, I wouldn't recommend it because I was very tired yesterday.
I can imagine.
Not able to hold a conversation at all about yesterday, but that's just me. So I'd done it for that, and we've been up there for a few other things. But the thing for me, my parents got married in 1953, just after the last coronation. They're no longer with us, my parents. Mm. But I can remember my mum saying, oh, we went up to London and we had a walk down the mountain and all the banners were up. And I thought, oh, it'd be really great to see that. So as a kind of family memory, that's what I wanted to do. But, you know, life's short and it can be full of regrets. And I think if you feel that you want to do it, then just do it.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. We decided that we were going to go up. We made the decision to go up on the Friday rather than, you know, hazard it to Saturday. It was the right call, to be fair. And the atmosphere was great. The people were all happy. Everybody wanted to be there. Everybody were pleased to be there. Everybody was supportive of the monarchy, of the tradition.
Yep.
And just wanted to be there. It was great.
And I know we did have, I think there were some protesters that were arrested in Trafalgar Square. Did you see any sort of protests or anything from where you were?
Not from where we were. And we did know that things were going off because people have radios and they have phones and, you know, you hear things. And we didn't see anybody at all. There was a heavy police presence, as you would expect.
Yeah,
there had to be because of everything that was going on. It was all for our safety. We all knew that. So, you know, and they were lovely. All the police officers were as lovely as they always are. And we did see some of the protesters as we came back from the Mall because we were trying to get to Waterloo. And they were outside the gallery on Trafalgar Square. So
if you're at your point of view and you see that everything happened, go past you, what happens after that? Are you able then to watch big screens or have a commentary for the parts of the day you don't see?
Yeah, the whole event from the Abbey was broadcast out on tannoy systems throughout, so you could hear everything. You couldn't see anything unless you had your phone and you had a good signal, which many people didn't. But there were screens really in, I think it was St James's Park and certainly up at Hyde Park. But to be honest, you wanted to just be there and feel the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know that by the time you get home on the television, you could watch whatever you wanted to watch, you know, as part of that. But being there was the thing that we wanted to do, so...
And it's really, you're really interested to think that, you know, when this happened last time around 1953, people were watching on TVs that they maybe just bought for the first time, this new invention. And now, you know, this time around 2023, people watching widescreen TVs, people watching on the move on their mobile phones, following it on social media. It's a very, very different experience, isn't it?
Definitely. And by the time we got to Waterloo Station, of course, they've got big screens up there because, you know, they have 24/7 kind of TV showing for whatever reason. So it's all on the screens as well. So, you know, if you've missed your train, you could still sit and watch some of it if you wanted to.
It's consolation if you miss your train. Did you get to see any of the, you know, procession? Did you get to sort of see the carriages going past?
We did. We saw... we saw the kind of downward procession on the way to the Abbey, and it was lovely. We saw all of the soldiers and the sailors and the RAF and all of the other. And it wasn't just the UK personnel. It was from all over the world, and it was lovely to see. The flags were all up with not just the ones, the banner ones down the Mall, but... all of the other flags that people were holding, so we could see a Norwich FC flag, which is quite a source of great. Which country is that one? No, I think it's Norwich. It's okay.
So it was interesting,
but we were able to see. We did see the King and the Queen as they went past, and I have to say, the King was on the other side from us, but the Queen looked stunning. I have to say, she looked stunning.
Did you get to see the balcony as well when they came out of the balcony afterwards?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Wow. I mean, lots and lots of people. We were quite a way back, you know, but it was wonderful. Mm. You see a speck in the distance, and it was great. And the last time, of course, that we saw anybody on the balcony was... when the Queen was there.
Yeah, for the Jubilee.
So it was a little bit emotional, I think, for lots of people, for lots of reasons.
You can say, Lynn, you know, you were there, and for future generations, you can tell those stories, and I think it's one of those moments, you know, where were you for the coronation in 2023? And you've got those stories, you've got those memories. So. Yeah,
definitely. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a great one for actually being a part, although I can watch sport on television or some of the events and concerts on television. There's nothing like being there. You don't get that feeling unless you're there.
Absolutely. Well, Lynn, thank you so much for sharing your story. It's been fascinating to get sort of your sort of eyewitness account, your story of you know, your time camping out and watching the coronation. And hopefully you're rested up now.
Well, rested up. I have my son and his partner are getting married in August, so I've got a hen do to go to later on today.
Wow.
And then we have our own street party tomorrow, which is great. So.
Okay.
It's a busy weekend for you.
Yes, but an enjoyable weekend, though. Absolutely.
Definitely. A once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Absolutely. Well, Lynn, thank you. Really lovely to talk to you today on the programme.
No problem. Thank you. You all have a good day.
You
enjoy
too.
The rest of the weekend.
Yeah, enjoy the hen party and the street party.
Thank you
very much. There we go. There's Lynn from Alton, who was at the coronation in the crowds yesterday in London.